Broadcasting Network.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822. 8822.
This is the Phyllis Schlafly Report, a daily broadcast dedicated to keeping you in touch with many of today's most important issues and examining how those issues directly affect our traditional values. And now, here is author and constitutional lawyer Phyllis Schlafly.
The condition called attention deficit hyperactivity disorder, known as ADHD, was first defined only in 1980. The pediatric guidelines for diagnosing ADHD are all subjective, such as, child often has difficulty awaiting his turn, occasionally may do things compulsively, is easily distracted from tasks, fails to give close attention to details, and makes careless mistakes. A few years later, ADHD was classified as a disability, and a federal cash program was initiated for low-income families with children who are said to have ADHD. A family could get $450 a month for each child diagnosed with ADHD, with the cost of treatment and medication for low-income children covered by Medicaid. More than 3 million children use the most commonly prescribed drug, Ritalin, and it is routinely combined with other drugs. The Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, passed in 1990, mandates that eligible children receive access to special education and related services. The school is required to craft an individualized education plan to accommodate each child, which may include drugs prescribed by a medical doctor. The U.S. Department of Education classified ADHD as a handicap, and in 1991, schools began receiving grants of $400 a year for each ADHD child. Those cash payments could operate as financial incentives. Since labeling kids ADHD brings more money to the schools, it's not surprising that schools often pressure parents to get an ADHD diagnosis and put their child on Ritalin. Congress should pass the Child Medication Safety Act to prohibit schools from denying entry to a child whose parents choose not to put him on drugs.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Parents, your children should not undergo forced mental health screening. It's bad science, it's unconstitutional, and may lead to your own child being stigmatized or over-medicated. Write Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, and ask for the Mental Health Packet. That's Eagle Forum, Alton, Illinois, 62002, or online, eagleforum.org. And join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Catholic priest calls on Catholics and Christians to resist an unjust attack against Iran. Father John Martinez, a Catholic priest, speaks out to declare the Catholic Church's true teaching, that it would be a mortal sin for Catholic soldiers to attack Iran. In a one-hour lecture, Father John Martinez warns about the Zionist plot to rule the world and to use the United States to ignite the flames of World War III by its satanic plan to unjustly attack Iran. He exposes that George Bush is a Zionist and how Congress is controlled by the Zionists. Father John Martinez gravely warns of nuclear weapons being used by the United States and the threat of the possible end of the world. For additional information on how you can help stop World War III, order Father John Martinez's CD entitled An Unjust Attack on Iran, available for $10 by Father John Martinez. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for the address.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Today we had Joan Vion with us, and she had just returned from London, where she had been in attending the Royal Institute for International Affairs, which is a sister organization from IRE, Council on Foreign Relations. And she more or less put together what the big picture is. And then this morning, I see more information concerning the big picture, and as I listen to the network news as I was coming in this morning, they didn't mention any of this. But the United States and the European Union have signed up, and remember yesterday she talked about how the Royal Institute for International Affairs would like to see us, along with the Council of Foreign Relations, go back to where we're under the British Commonwealth, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Now, here we see the United States and the European Union have signed a new transatlantic economic partnership. We talked about those partnerships. That's UN doublespeak. What is partnership? Doesn't mean what you and I think a partner is. Anyway, this is going to harmonize the regulatory standards of what? Of everything in this market. In other words, this is going to be one single market. We also signed an open skies deal designed to reduce airfares. This is going to boost traffic on transatlantic flights. The two sides agreed to set up an economic council towards regulatory convergence. See, they use terms. I don't know what regulatory convergence means. It's going to be in some 40 areas, though, and it's going to include something else I don't understand. Intellectual property. What are they talking about? I don't know, but we signed this thing. It will affect financial services, business takeovers, and the motor industry. Without the United States, there cannot be a success in coping with a global world. So we're going to be more successful now in coping with this global world that we have signed this transatlantic partnership. I don't know who signed it. It was done at a summit meeting in Washington, though. The Open Skies Agreement will take effect March the 30th in 2008. It will allow European carriers to fly to anywhere in the United States, and we can fly anywhere in Europe. The European Union hopes to go further and create an open aviation area between the two sides, in which investment can flow freely, and in which European and U.S. airlines can provide air service without any restrictions. Now, I'm looking at some more information that says the U.S. dollar is teetering near historic lows, and yet many financial analysts are cheering. I was reading this about 7 o'clock this morning, and I got a phone call from a friend of mine, and he said, Derry, I'm selling 200 head of first calf heifers, and they got April calves on them. He said, I'm selling them today. And I said, what do you think they're going to bring? And he said, 14 and a quarter. That's $1,425 per pair. And I said, you know, I'm surprised this thing's held up as good as it did. And he said, what do you mean held up? He said, do you realize that in pre-Nixon dollars, they would bring $105 a pair? So we checked on pre-Nixon. Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971. And he said, according to 1970 dollars, this $1,400 wouldn't be worth but $105. And he said, back at that time, he says, we were getting $200, $250 a pair for the same kind of cattle he said I'm selling today. Now, put that all together and go back to what I was about to say here. The dollar is teetering near historic lows, and yet many financial analysts are cheering because a lower dollar helps U.S. multinational corporations overseas. I'm not part of a U.S. multinational corporation, and I'm not overseas, so it doesn't help me. All it does is drive down my standard of living, drives up the cost of living, and then this article says today's dollar retains a mere 3 cents of buying power since the 1930s, which is obvious because, like I've said before, when you've been around as long as I have, you can remember the 1930s, and you can remember when you could buy things for a penny. Anyway, changing the subject just a little bit, Venezuela now says it's going to withdraw from the World Bank and the IMF. I haven't seen anything on the national news about this. Now, maybe I don't watch enough news. But good old Hugo Chavez, says that he plans to create an alternative lending bank run by South American nations and funded in part with his OPEC nations' oil revenue. He said, Venezuela no longer needs the institutions dominated by U.S. imperialism. In other words, what's happened here is Venezuela has paid off all of their debts. They don't owe the World Bank anything. They don't owe the International Monetary Fund anything. So when you don't owe the bankers, you are no longer a slave to the banker, so Hugo can do what Hugo wants to do. I'll go if you go, Hugo. No, I'll go. Well, anyhow, Chavez took office in 1999, and he said they've paid off the last debts to the World Bank this very month. Chavez is nationalizing huge segments of the economy this year. It's going to lead to a massive takeover of the multi-million dollar oil projects run by some of the world's largest companies. This is going to upset lots of folks. Anyway, I think it's interesting. A lot of things are going on here, along with the fact that, and I guess this is right, they tell us Tony Blair says he's going to resign as prime minister. So we'll just have to wait and see what happens. Let's take a break. Stay tuned. You're listening to the Common Sense Coalition.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
I'm visiting with G.B. Oliver of Paragon Foundation.
Wow, that coffee smells really good.
Hey, it's terrific, and it's healthy.
Healthy coffee. How does it taste?
Well, since healthy coffee blends are pre-brewed from organic Arabica beans, they're delicious.
Gosh, I had no idea coffee could be healthy.
Yeah, this coffee boosts your immunity, has 165 antioxidants for all kinds of health benefits. Plus, it gives you energy without a lot of caffeine. And since you're a big coffee drinker, I thought, well, maybe you'd want to know about it.
It sounds great, but how much does it cost?
Well, not much at all, really. A whole lot less than we've been paying for ordinary coffee at the coffee shop.
Wow, I'd love to try it, and I bet everyone at the office would, too. Where do I get some?
Just call toll-free, 866-222-3017. Or you can go to coffeeking.biz. Ask for a sample when you're there or get set up as a preferred customer with a 25% discount. I did.
Okay, that's toll-free 866-222-3017 or coffeeking.biz. I'll do it now. Thanks.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
During George Washington's farewell address, he warned the American people about getting involved in foreign entanglements. He said we should not do that. Now, here it looks like we have entangled ourselves again. I have no idea what this is. The United States and the European Union have signed up to a new transatlantic economic partnership, harmonizing the regulatory standards. I have with me today Craig Smith, President and CEO of SwissAmerica.com. Craig, have you heard anything about this?
Yeah, I have, Derry. And, of course, this kind of ties into basically removing the borders of America. We're doing it with Mexico. We just put 30,000, potentially 30,000 Mexican trucks on the road.
And, oh, by the way, excuse me, but I saw today where they've backed off of that now. They say they're not going to do it, at least for until they do some more studying on the subject.
Yeah, you know, I heard that as well, Derry, but you know, that's in my opinion just double speak, that until the heat of the truckers backs down and everybody kind of ignores it again. I mean, this isn't going away, Derry, and this is a movement in this country, very similar to what we saw in the early 80s, mid-80s, when Japan was out buying up Pebble Beach and the Exxon Towers, and everybody was concerned that there was too much foreign ownership of America, the public came to the forefront. All of a sudden, all the leaders backed away from it. But that's changing again now, Derry. Remember with the Dubai ports deal, there was enough stink. Everybody backed away. But that hasn't stopped that whole movement.
No, they're going to do it. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Oh, sure. And all that you see happening right now with the Transatlantic Economic Partnership is the opening up, if you will, to allow foreign entities to own American properties, American businesses, to be able to increase our multinational corporations' penetration in their markets. I mean, Derry, you put it so well. I couldn't put it any better than you did in your monologue. You know, we are reducing the value of the dollar. just like the Chinese reduce the value of their currencies to be able to gain market share in different parts of the world. That benefits corporations, but it hurts the American citizens. I mean, if you're a multinational corporation, Derry, you have big hedge departments that are designed to hedge your movements in the currency. The average American can't do that, Derry. And your example of your buddy who's selling those cattle is a prime example of what's happening to the American people. That's why I was thinking about it before we went on the air this morning. The strategy that you and I have laid out for your listeners over the last several years, matter of fact, it's been probably longer than that, is you should be diversified. You should have a portion in stocks, a portion in bonds, a portion in real estate, a portion in gold. And that way, it gives you the peace of mind to be able to be invested in all these areas so that as these changes take effect, your ultimate future is not being destroyed. And that's why right now, and I know this is going to sound like a commercial, but I don't mean it to be, Derry. That's why right now, gold is more important in a portfolio now than ever before as we start to move into these international agreements, because keep in mind, American dollars are merely another currency that competes against the euro, the yen, the British pound.
We're going to take a break.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, few months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
And we have returned. We're visiting today with Craig Smith. Craig, you got caught there in the commercial break. You were just about to tell us.
Yeah, I'm sorry, Derry, I was so long-winded there, because what I was trying to end with is that the other day, the United States dollar hit $2 per one British pound. It's an unprecedented level. We hit records against the euro. The euro was trading for just a tick or two under 137. It takes $1.37 now to buy a euro when it only used to take 87 cents. That's a 50 cent difference, Derry. And, you know, we saw recent moves against the yen. They weren't record moves, but they were very strong moves. The point is this, Derry. Going forward, American corporations are diversified. You see Hugo Chavez getting out of debt while America is getting into debt. The world is rapidly changing, and we want to, you know, sit around and sing kumbaya and think everybody's going to get along together. But look, history is replete with conflicts and wars, and it's just how the world operates. And for us to, as Americans, to be sitting vulnerable to economic attack, to be sitting vulnerable to physical attack, I think we shouldn't panic, but we should have a good strategy going forward. And I think if there's ever a time for these discussions to be had, I mean, if there's ever a time for a Derry Brownfield to have a national stage, it's right now, Derry, because we live in some very uncertain times.
And the news media, you know, I've said time and time again, if we could, if you and I, and G.B. Oliver and about a half a dozen others of us, if we could just have, if we could just have Rush's and Hannity's audience for 30 days,
right,
60 days or 90 days, it'd be a lot better. But we could turn this thing around. But people don't hear the truth. They
no, you're absolutely
it.
Right. It's like Mike Mikulaszewski today on MSNBC. I wanted to jump through the TV and grab him by the throat. You know, he's talking about this new phenomena that the troops, the multinational troops in Iraq, have a space on YouTube where they report all the good work that's being done by the soldiers. And he said, well, you got to keep in mind with these good reports coming out, they're highly edited. And I thought to myself, just like you guys at NBC highly edit all the good stuff out of the blood and gore that you report.
You know, I watched a thing mentioning that. I watched a thing the day or two after the Virginia Tech massacre.
Mm-hmm.
They had I don't know who he was. I did at the time, but he was the top spokesman for, I guess, the police force there, or it might have been the Virginia Highway Patrol. I don't know. He was dressed in blue and had all kind of insignias on his sleeves and this sort of thing. And they were talking about what a great job the police did and how people really appreciated what the police did. And I thought, you guys didn't do anything. You could have stopped the whole shooting match.
Exactly.
After the first three, you know, this guy shot three people and then waited 2 hours before he started the big killing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, Derry, I've never become more disappointed. As you know, and we've talked about this off the air, you know, I do a lot of television interviews, and I won't make specific the channels that I'm on because I don't want to blackball myself, but I'm taking less and less interviews because if you heard the pre-interviews of what occurs, I mean, they have to know what you're going to say and how you're going to say it and make sure that it's going to create some type of static or they don't want to have you on. And it really, I don't even know how to put it in words anymore. And the bottom line is, as I was having meetings, you know, I took a 2-week vacation. First time in a long time, I actually got out of here for 2 full weeks. It gave me a chance to rethink about everything. And I realized how our strategy at our firm for 25 years has been the same. Diversify, diversify, diversify. Don't put all your eggs in one basket. Don't try and get rich quick. Keep yourself low in debt. Don't keep yourself up to your eyeballs in debt and live within your means. That strategy right now, Derry, is so critical for this country. And you know what's amazing? The young people don't even consider it. People my age and your age, they see it as a way of life. And if we don't get back to that way of life that used to be the norm in this country 25, 30 years ago, we are going to run into some very, very rough waters. Derry, I saw a press conference yesterday with Harry Reid, Nancy Pelosi, Dick Durbin, Rahm Emanuel, Chuck Schumer, and some other guy. And then I thought to myself, can you imagine if that was the group leading this nation along with President Hillary Clinton?
Have you seen the speech? It was just on today's network, internet. The speech that Bush won't make. Have you seen that?
No, uh-uh.
Well, it's funny. It's humorous. But it brings up exactly that. Bush says he's going to resign, and so is the vice president, and that leaves Nancy Pelosi as president of the United States.
Lord.
And it goes on. And it's a tongue-in-cheek, written, humorous thing. I don't know who did it. I can't even tell you where to pull
right.
it up. I don't know. I don't have it down here with me. But it's funny, and it pretty well tells the truth as to what's going on. But you're not going to hear him make a speech like this.
Yeah, and you know, and look, I still believe we live in the greatest nation on the face of the earth. I did a column for WorldNet Daily back in November of 2006 where I took that position. Actually, it's now all over the internet being claimed that Jay Leno wrote it, and I had NBC call me and they were going to sue me, and it's sue me. I'm going to sue you for Jay Leno stealing my material. And you know, it's been all, but it was all about how we in America are the most blessed nation in the world. And if we're not careful, You know this, Derry. When you're too blessed, you get too comfortable, you forget about the basics, and next thing you know, you lose what you had. And that's a principle in business or family or relationships or what have you. Look, we are a great nation. We're going to get through these problems, but we need real leaders to emerge. We need real leaders who will tell the truth, who will not kowtow to the media and not kowtow to politics.
How are you going to get real leaders when the people that are capable of becoming real leaders don't have a snowball's chance? And let's take a break. We'll be right back. Field Show.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Smith with Swiss America Trading Corporation. Our toll-free number is 800-289-2646. You're going to say, Craig, why would you give that number so quickly in your little three-minute presentation here? Well, it's simple. While we were on the air today, and this is a live commercial, Dave Bradshaw brought me a package that is unbelievable. I wish I had a visual that you could see this. It's our new newsletter, The Future of Gold, our beautiful new brochure called A Rare Opportunity, and a DVD CD that's done by Derry Brownfield and myself, where Derry and I discuss economic trends, social trends, and where we're headed in the future. Now, you're going to say, why should I call and get that brochure and that beautiful newsletter and that incredible interview with Derry Brownfield? Well, Derry and I simply just don't have enough time in the course of an hour on the radio to discuss all these issues, and quite frankly, some of them I don't think I'd want to discuss publicly. Could get Derry and I in some trouble. So if you pick up a telephone right now and call 800-289-2646, my staff is going to send you this beautiful packet. There's no obligation to it. Nobody's going to call and harass you. But I got to tell you something. In the 25 years that I've been involved in my business, there's never been a time more important than now to have your assets diversified. You should have a small portion of your money in gold, a portion of your money in real estate, a portion of your money in stocks and bonds and mutual funds, a portion of your money in cash. It's time to reduce debt. And let me tell you, that strategy has worked successfully for hundreds and hundreds of years. Whether you lived in England, or Dubai, or Massachusetts, or the Midwest, or California, whether you lived in the Orient, that strategy works. Swiss bankers designed it years ago, and it's never failed. So here's what I'd like to do. I'd like you to pick up a telephone and call 800-289-2646. If you're in the car, just remember 800-BUYCOIN. And we'll keep our phone lines open and call and say, I was listening to the Derry Brownfield Show. I'd like to get that package that Craig spoke about. It'll have a copy of the Future of Gold newsletter. This incredible, I wish I could show this brochure called A Rare Opportunity, and the CD with Derry Brownfield and I having a discussion off the air about critical issues going forward as a nation. Give us a call today, 800-289-2646, or on the web at SwissAmerica.com.
Craig, I apologize. I was sitting right here, and I put a little note on my yellow sheet every time you're going to be on the air saying, 10 seconds before the hour, I say, Craig, I owe our stations a 10-second break. I'll say it now.
Well, you know something, Derry, there's an old saying, it's hard to teach an old dog new tricks.
Boy, it is, you know. But anyway, you said you'd like to show your brochure. That's one thing that we can't do, even if our friends and neighbors and our listeners have color radio sets.
Right.
We still can't show the brochure.
Well, Derry, I'll tell you, you know, my staff put together, you know, we used to have this brochure called A Rare Opportunity Awaits You. And quite frankly, it was very complicated. You couldn't learn. You had to spend some time reading it. What we did was we took 25 years worth of our company and put it in about 10 pages that it's a real small piece. It's only about 8.5 inches wide by about 4 inches tall. But it gives you pictures and graphs. And if you have 5 minutes to just flip through this rare opportunity, it will teach you more in 5 minutes than you could learn in 5 years. And I've never been more excited about it. And then I realized Dave handed this to me, and he said, Craig, I've got Derry and yours conversation on this CD. So why don't we put the newsletter, the CD? I mean, if you added all this stuff up, Derry, probably $30 worth of stuff. And all they have to do is give a call, because I'm going to tell you, Derry, and I mean this with all my heart, you mark my words, my friends, there's never been a time where this is more critical. You know, I had a guy call me the other day. He said, boy, I'm sure glad I took your advice, because I was scared to death of the stock market. I was scared to death of my mutual fund. So I put 10% of my money in gold, and I kept the other 90% of my money in the other stuff, because I had peace of mind knowing I could always fall back on my gold. Derry, he's made a fortune. He had a stockbroker put him into some Chinese stock or something, and he said, I would have never have done that unless I had had the peace of mind knowing that I had gold protecting the rest of the portfolio.
What did a Chinese stock do?
It went. He put $50,000 in. He just cashed out the other day for $125,000.
Really? You know, I was talking to this rancher friend of mine that was selling the 200 cow-calf pairs, and he said, my neighbors... Or he said, I've lost. I don't know how many neighbors he told me.
Mm-hmm.
He said they just can't make it out here, you know, in the ranching business. And I says, well, how did they pay off their mortgage? He said, it's no problem. I said, what do you mean it's no problem? He says, there's so much money, so much outside investor money coming in. He said, people you've never heard of, have no idea what they do, come in and pay cash for these ranches.
Yeah, it's amazing, Derry. I mean, look at private equity, like the Blackstone Group. They're paying, you know, $5 billion for this thing. Today, there's just an announcement that Cablevision is going private for something like $5.6 billion. That's $5,200 a subscriber, Derry. They're paying $5,200 in essence, to buy somebody who subscribes to their cable. I mean, the numbers are getting crazy, but it's not because it's worth it. It's because the U.S. dollar is dropping in value. You know, people say gold has doubled since 2001. Yeah, but the U.S. dollar has dropped 50% since.
Yeah, it really hasn't made anything. It's just held its own.
That's right. That's like the Dow. Everybody's talking about these new records on the Dow. The Dow, adjusted for inflation, will have to be at least 13,850 before it's even made a penny when you adjust it out for inflation.
For inflation from when?
Just since 2001.
Well, I was going to say, when I first started keeping calendars on a daily basis back in 1973, I think the Dow was it like 800 or something like that?
I can look it up real quick if you'd like.
Well, it's not that important. But what was a dollar worth then? You see what I'm saying?
Exactly. And Derry, look, here's what's interesting. If you go back to 1929, before the crash, the Dow was trading at 381. That equaled 19 ounces of gold. Do the math today with gold at $680 an ounce and the Dow at 13,000, whatever it is, 200. It's still right at about 19 ounces of gold. Most people don't realize that gold has actually done better since 2001 than the stock market has. But you don't have a gold channel on the television. You don't have gold being talked about in the Dow Jones or in the Wall Street Journal the way they talk about stocks.
That's, you know, I'm beginning to see it a little bit. Once in a while, I try to watch Bulls and Bears on Fox News.
Right, with Brenda Butner?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
She's kind of funny.
She's a great gal.
I get a kick out of her. And Cavuto, and you're beginning to see some of their guests talk about gold.
Right. I've been on with Neil Cavuto talking about gold. Matter of fact, I got an invitation about a month ago on CNBC to talk about gold with Frank Holmes from U.S. Global Investors, and we both took our position. We were both right in sync with each other. But, you know, that is really late in coming, Derry, because the reality is now you're starting to see foreign entities. See, Derry, keep in mind, back in 1999, 2000, you heard all the news about how all these countries were selling all their gold reserves out, remember? And that's what caused gold to drop as back down into the 300 level.
Don't you think that was done on purpose?
Oh, absolutely. Part of it was done to bring currencies into line for the EU so that everybody could move over to the euro. I mean, you got to remember, there was a lot of alignment that had to take place for everybody to accept the euro and get away from the lira and, you know, all these other currencies that were being used. But most people don't understand is most of those central banks have bought all that gold back. I mean, you look at the Saudis and the oil-producing nations that have been selling oil at $65 a barrel. They're not holding dollars anymore. They're holding gold again. Look at money managers, ETFs. I mean, that's what's amazing about it. There's been this quiet move back to tangibles, real estate, gold, commodities like oil. Look at the price of copper, Derry. I mean, all these people are going back to buying real stuff. Why? Because they know that ultimately paper can fail. But yet, despite that, I'm not telling people to get out of the Dow. I'm just telling people to be diversified. Have a portion of your money in gold. It's like this fellow that was in this Chinese stock. He said, Craig, I would have never done that unless I had had the peace of mind and knowing that if all failed there, I could fall back on my gold. And that's what people need to understand. You shouldn't have all your money in gold. You should have 5 or 10% of your money in gold. The rest of your money in other areas. That percentage in gold gives you the peace of mind so you can do the other things. And if they don't work, you got something to fall back on. It's such a great strategy. I mean, does it make sense, Derry?
Well, you know how I've felt about this for a long, long time.
Right, that's true. I'm preaching to the choir with you.
Yeah, but see, I think, and I don't know if you even deal in silver dollars or not, but I
yes.
think
mm-hmm.
I think people should have, and you know, there's something else that's cheap, and as I've said time and time again, you can still buy gas for 20 cents a gallon with a silver dollar.
No, you're absolutely correct, Derry, and you know, that will never change. I mean, on a long-term mm-hmm. basis, I mean, I did this. I did a report on this 10 years ago where I tracked an ounce of gold, a half an ounce of gold and a $10 gold piece, 1 ounce of silver and a silver dollar. And I tracked them against the currencies from 1792 forward. And there was never a time that the silver dollar or the gold piece didn't outperform the bullion counterpart. But also there was never a time where the gold or the silver coins didn't keep pace with the deterioration of the dollar, whether it was in war or civil war, or whether it was inflation or deflation, or whether it was depressions of the 1929 or the fabulous 50s or the recessions of the 70s. I mean, Derry, this is why I almost feel like a crusader on this now, that I've got to teach America. Put a small portion of your money away in something that you physically hold in your hand. Don't trust it to a bank. Don't trust it to a stockbroker. People say, well, Craig, where do I store it? There are plenty of places we can show you to store it. And whether you use our firm or another firm, this is a time for America to rediscover gold. That's why I wrote that book, Derry. I mean, many of your listeners got a complimentary copy of that book years ago called Rediscovering Gold in the 21st Century. I took 6 months of my life to write that book because it's so critical as a nation moving forward. Because we the people, if we're broke, we are the nation. But if we the people have some value, when the government screws everything up, we can rebuild the nation from the wealth of the people.
You know, you mentioned this inflationary thing and how the dollar isn't worth much. But we get caught with a double whammy on that deal because here, I got a letter just the other day from our assessor, our county assessor, saying my house is worth a lot more now than it was last year at this time.
Right.
Well, I don't care what it's worth. I'm not going to sell it. You see
That's
what
right.
I mean?
Amen.
But, my gosh, my taxes are going to go up. And I'm looking here, according to the National Association of Realtors, the median home in the United States now is $217,000.
Isn't that amazing?
Now, that's not average. That's median. In other words, it's right in the middle of the sales.
Means half the houses sell for below that number, half the houses sell for above that number.
Okay, now let's go to Southern California. It's $505,000 per
right.
home.
Isn't that amazing?
That's a median home. Now,
and, Derry, you should see what you get for $500,000. I have a home in Southern California. I guarantee you, you and Mrs. Brownfield wouldn't live in it.
Oh, we might. You should see some of the places where we have lived.
Well, unless you fumigated it. Well, we'll tell you after the break.
Okay, let's take a break. We'll be back. Stay tuned. Our number's 1-800-973-3779, and your calls are welcome.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
if you're looking.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
People who use Cartavite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartavite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartavite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartavite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartavite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
Businesses and their employees are facing constant increases in group medical insurance premiums. Employees are shouldering more of the burden themselves. Core Documents, the nation's primary source for affordable medical plan documents, has the answer. A health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA. Business owners, managers, find out now how your company can utilize a much higher deductible health insurance policy and establish an HRA to fund low deductibles for your employees. And employees, tell the boss to visit coredocuments.com now. This new HRA plan can save you thousands of dollars.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents' HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, Documents, plural.com.
And we have returned. Talking about Southern California, and you were going to tell me about the house in Southern California, but before you do that, I know nothing about Southern California. Do you know where South Bay is?
Oh, you're in San Francisco or South Bay in San Diego?
I don't know. It says average South Bay home sales, $1.25 million.
That's San Francisco.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then it says there are those who are less sensitive to prices are still spending freely. They're typically in businesses such as investment banking, entertainment, and law. That's where the money
right.
is.
Well, you know, it's kind of like my ranch is north of San Francisco, Derry, and you know, I'm like you. You know, what the appraisers tell me in my ranch is if I wasn't careful, I think I was a rich guy. The bottom line is I have no intentions of selling my ranch. I intend to live there, you know, and, of course, the cows wouldn't be too happy if I sold the place. They'd have to all find new houses. You know, the crazy part about all this, Derry, is that we saw it coming. You got to remember something. Nixon, you said this earlier in your presentation, and this is a very important point to make, which, by the way, 1975, the Dow was at 800 and change. 1974 was 600 and change. So you were right in the
right.
ballpark there, Derry.
I thought I was.
Yeah, you're right on the money. But in 1971, Nixon closed the gold window. It wasn't until 1975, 4 years later, that Americans were allowed to own gold again. Why that four-year period? I don't know. I can only speculate. But in 1975, the government said, okay, we're going to remove the restriction we put on you in 1933, and we're going to allow Americans to own gold. I'm convinced the government now could say to everybody listening to this program, hey, don't come belly aching to us if inflation hurts you, because we gave you the opportunity to buy insurance by owning gold in 1975 when it was only $100 an ounce. Today it's almost $700 an ounce. So don't come crying to us, because if you had taken personal responsibility for your future and not listened to all the naysayers on Wall Street, you would have been just fine. And that strategy will work going forward, Darian. You know it. You know that you should never have all your eggs in one basket. It's like, that'd be like a farmer planting all one crop. I mean, he's got to be careful to do that, because if he, say, plants all corn to go with this ethanol craze and the corn market falls apart, he's in trouble. The bottom line is good, prudent analysis of markets and proper planning will make sure that you do not fail going forward here.
Let's go to Alan in Texas. Hi, Alan. You're on the air.
Good morning, guys. When you say 5 to 10% of your total, are you saying the total net worth should be in gold?
Yeah, and that's after debt, Alan. Let's say
net worth.
Yeah, let's say you got $100,000 and you got $50,000 in debt, then you've got $50,000 net worth.
Yeah, I understand that. But are you including the net worth in a personal residence?
It depends. It depends upon whether you're in your income-producing years or whether you're retired. If you're retired, then you don't figure that into your net worth.
Right.
Because
most people in the United States, if they have any net worth at all, it's in their home.
Right.
Hey, let's take a break and finish this discussion right after this message. Stay tuned.
This is the Derry Brownfield Show.
Wendell Fleshman will be holding a special bred cow, cow-calf pair, bred heifer, and bull sale this coming Saturday. Now, that's May the 5th at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction. Wendell's looking for 800 head, and early consignments include a string of 100 black and black baldy September calvers. They're bred to Angus and Hereford bulls that Rogers Farms are bringing in. Gary Theriot will be selling 56 fancy Angus, 37 or 3-year-olds, 30 head half calves by their sides. John Franklin will be in with 50 head of black and black baldy cow-calf pairs. John Sullivan will be in with 20 pairs. Tim Walters has consigned 25 red and red white-faced cows with nice babies by their sides. Other consigners include John Edwards and Smith Farms. By the way, Charles Emberton will be in with 10 registered Angus yearling bulls. Now, that's for the May 5th sale coming up this Saturday at the Milan, Missouri Livestock Auction.
When people ask me how they can make a difference, I tell them to join the Paragon Foundation. Here's Executive Director G.B. Oliver.
Paragon Foundation is a foundation that was formed nearly 10 years ago, and as we've talked before, we never had any idea when we put this foundation together that Paragon would grow to the size that it has or have members in all 50 states and become kind of a national organization. But that foundation was created to protect property rights, constitutional rights, and civil rights, and protect those rights from people that didn't have the ability to protect themselves. We do a lot of educating. We do a lot of passing information on to help people to protect their property. We have done some litigation. But we feel like that where we do the very best job is traveling and speaking and educating people about what they need to do in preparation to protect their property.
Join the Paragon Foundation today by calling toll-free 1-877-847-3443 or go online to paragonfoundation.org.
Craig, we're in the home stretch here, and Alan dropped, but I would like to go into a little more details on what he said, because when you figure net worth, you know, I know how the banks figure it, because I've been through so many different banking ordeals that, you know, you become accustomed to this thing.
Sure.
But as Alan said, most people, if they have any net worth, at least any positive net worth, and I'd like to know how many people even have a negative net worth. I'd say the majority of Americans are negative in net worth.
And in a lot of cases, they are, Derry. But he brings up a great point. The number one place that people have savings nowadays is in the equity in their homes. And, you know, a lot of people will say, well, that equity in your home you can get to, and it's naturally protected against inflation because as inflation grows, the value of your home will grow.
And so do your taxes.
Yeah, exactly. So what we suggest for retired people, what we do is we figure that net worth. I kind of misspoke there. We actually figure that as part of your net worth, but we only figure 5% of your portfolio should be geared towards it. If you're in your working years, you can gear 10% towards it because you are going to have an increase in taxes, an increase in insurance, an increase in maintenance, so on and so forth, that you're going to have to counterbalance the effects of. But Alan brings up a great point. Most Americans are in a negative net worth. They've borrowed too much money. That's why our number one, hey, my competitors all take credit cards. They all tell you to borrow money on your house, do reverse mortgages to buy property. I never tell you to get in debt to buy a financial instrument, whether that be a hot stock or an ounce of gold. So the number one thing is to reduce your debt. But the number two thing is if you do have a net worth, you have to protect it, Derry. This would be no different than driving your car on the interstate without insurance. It's foolish. Yeah, you might get by for a number of years without a wreck, but you have one wreck, you're going to wish you had that insurance. And that's why I can't tell your people how important it is to get a copy of this or get this package, read it, doesn't cost you anything, and then make the proper decisions.
You know, you mentioned reverse mortgages. I can't imagine why anybody would even consider a reverse mortgage.
Derry, you know my national spokesperson is Pat Boone. Pat did some things recently with the reverse mortgage people, with Robert Wagner and the other. Do you know that industry is expanding so fast, it'll blow your mind. They are taking millions of retired people in reverse mortgages out of their homes. And, you know, it's designed that you can live in your house forever, so the government one day will be paying off a lot of bad loans that they covered on that. I think reverse mortgages make zero sense in the markets we live in today.
Well, here's the deal for our listeners who maybe don't know what a reverse mortgage is. Let's say you have your house paid for, but you don't have any money.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a reverse mortgage on it, so you live on the equity of that house.
Yeah, it's the same as a mortgage. You used to pay $1,000 a month in your mortgage payment. A reverse mortgage, they pay you $1,000.
Right. But the thing of it is, they know you're going to die, and they're going to get your house for half price.
Right, and that goes exactly against the Bible. The Bible says a wise man leaves his children's children an inheritance. This way, you leave the inheritance to the bank.
And you know, another thing they don't figure in net worth, like I said, I've been there, done that, they don't figure your mandates in there. By mandates,
right.
I'm talking about your taxes.
That's right.
Now, they'll probably figure taxes, but they won't figure insurance. They don't think about that. They don't think about all of the things you're going to have to pay that come up on an annual basis. On our calendars at home, we have, and Beth does the same thing here at the office, we can look at the calendar and see what's going to come due every month. At least that's what came due last year at this time.
We're the same exact way.
Yeah, and they don't look at that because those things come due, and it is a mandate. You have to do it.
That's right. Derry, we'll close the program on this. Alan Greenspan said it all. During good times, bad loans are made. During bad times, good loans are made. We've been through some very good times. Those bad loans are rapidly catching up with us.
Yeah, we say our chickens are coming home to roost.
That's why I want everybody to get this package.
Hey, Craig, I've got to go. We're out of time, and may the good Lord bless and keep you. While the near or far away, may the good you wish for others shine on you today. May your heart stay tuned to music that'll cheer the hearts of men. And may the good Lord bless and keep you until we meet again.
Happy trails to you until we meet again. Happy trails.
About the clouds.